What's happening, guys? Welcome back to the channel. Let's talk about what went wrong for Robert Whittaker against Dricus du Plessis. I have to say, I was completely shocked by the result. I was heavily favoring Robert Whittaker to win. I thought Robert Whittaker was too quick, too skillful, too experienced, too explosive, too fast for Dricus du Plessis. And I still believe Robert Whittaker has the skills and the ability to handily beat Dricus. But he made some mistakes in that fight. And of course, these are all just my opinions. Let's get into it. All right, so Dricus du Plessis, big, powerful middleweight, very muscular, hits very hard, throws everything into his shots, which makes him dangerous standing. It's not necessarily that Dricus is smooth, that he's super skillful. I mean, he is skilled, but let's be honest, he looks awkward standing because he's a little bit clunky. He's not fluid. It looks like he throws haymakers, and he kind of does. And that's what got Robert Whittaker in trouble. Now, Robert Whittaker is no stranger to fighting heavy hitters, guys with big knockout power. And in the past, he's fought smart. He's fought very cautious. He was cognizant of their power and didn't take unnecessary risks, especially in the earlier rounds. Now, at the Dricus fight, Robert Whittaker was doing the right things early on. He was sticking and moving. He was using his speed. He was blitzing. He was getting out of the way of those big shots, those return fire shots by Dricus. But then he kind of started hanging around in the pocket too much, trying to catch Dricus in an exchange, counter him, relying on that speed and his own ability to evade shots, slip, roll, counter. Now, with a big, strong guy like Dricus du Plessis, who throws with ill intent, I mean, that guy goes to knock you out with every strike. He doesn't hold back. He isn't saving anything. It's very dangerous to get into a wild exchange like that in the pocket within range. In my opinion, I feel like Whittaker should have kept it on the outside more, stick that jab, use his speed more, blitz, and just keep up that pattern. Chip away at Dricus, wear him out, drag him into the later rounds, and then you can start playing around a little bit more, especially if you're fresher. Playing around in the pocket, I mean. Well, what helped Whittaker also is something he was doing, but he didn't get a chance to fully implement it for a lengthy amount of time. That's takedowns and grappling. But it's tricky because we saw Dricus gain top position. He held Whittaker down and he started to land ground and pound, which Whittaker defended against relatively well. I mean, an elbow snuck through, if I recall properly, and cut Whittaker's face. And just because you saw Dricus controlling Whittaker on the ground at that point in the fight with top position, that doesn't mean that would be the case throughout the whole fight. Robert Whittaker is excellent at scrambles, pretty underrated wrestling in my opinion. He's strong, he's explosive, and I think, yes, he should have continued to mix it up with well-timed takedowns, smart grappling exchanges, not be afraid to go there with Dricus. But you got to pick and choose when you grapple with a guy like that, or when you try to go for a takedown. But that control that Dricus had with the damage that he did land garnered him some momentum into the next round. Whittaker didn't look happy, and I don't know if he got frustrated, but Robert started going for it, started playing a little bit too much in the pocket with Dricus. Within his range, he ate a hard, I think, left. It was like a jab, a stiff one, and it rocked him, it stumbled him. Whittaker fatally starts walking backwards, trying to get away from oncoming power shots by Dricus, who was on the attack going for the kill. And I feel like Robert Whittaker should have probably shot in or clinch, initiate some grappling to try to recover. But it seemed like he figured that he could evade the shots coming and he wouldn't get clipped with a big one. And he was wrong. He got cornered against the cage, tried to cover up. He was stunned. Dricus lands one through his defense. Continues the onslaught, and that was all she wrote, stoppage. I think Dricus du Plessis had a very smart game plan. I mean, he's not quicker, he's not more explosive, he's not more technical. So what do you do against a guy that's better at all of the above? Well, you bait him to come in, have him play your game. So if you notice in a fight, Dricus was like covering up, and the commentators are pointing out that Dricus would freeze up, he would pause, he would stiffen up. But honestly, I think that was part of his game plan. I feel like it was kind of like a rope-a-dope on Whittaker. Whittaker picked up on this as the commentators, and I think he fell for the trap. So every time Dricus would cover up, hold a high guard, block, freeze, Whittaker would go on attack mode even more. open up and leave himself open. He would wing a body shot or a combination. And Drickus throws with reckless abandon. I mean, the guy just uncorks stuff out of nowhere. I don't think he's afraid to get hit at all, as long as he gets to land his shot. And when he would get tagged by Robert Whittaker with one of his blitzes, he would stand still, cover up. Whittaker would view it as a weakness, open up on combinations, which would have him in range, and Drickus would uncork something. A big shot, and a lot of those like barely miss Robert. Eventually, he got caught. But I want to give props to Drickus Duplessy. I know the guy was underestimated by a lot of people, including myself. I saw some polls like 85% of people were picking Robert Whittaker to win, with good reason. And I have to say about Drickus is the guy is a tank. Super strong, imposing figure for middleweight. Very, very tough, super durable. One of his best attributes is his strong mind. Sticks to a game plan. Believes in himself. And he has a formidable ground game that's complemented by his size and strength. Do I think he's the best in the division? Not yet. I don't think so. Do I think he's a force to be reckoned with? Yes. He should be taken serious, especially at this point. I know his next fight is Israel Adesanya. That's exciting. There's a lot of reasons why that fight is exciting. But as far as Robert Whittaker, he's still young. What? Whittaker's like 32 years old. I don't think he's necessarily slowing down. I'm reading comments. Guys are saying that Whittaker's washed, which is insane. It's fighting, guys, at the highest level. Sometimes you just get caught, especially when you take chances, when you try to finish yourself. Same way Whittaker got caught in the Israel Adesanya fight in their first match. In the second fight, he made adjustments. And in the eyes of some people, he won that fight. He did infinitely better. So if these guys rematch down the road, I'd expect Whittaker to do better, to change his game plan, his approach, and learn from his mistakes. But props to Drickus Duplessy. A win is a win. He earned that one. Fair and square. And he got the title shot. But guys, let me know in the comment section, what did you think about that fight? Was the result shocking to you? What were Robert Whittaker's mistakes? What did Drickus do well? How do you think a rematch would go? Thanks for watching the segment, guys. Appreciate it. If this is your first time at the channel, you enjoy the content, consider hitting that subscribe button. If you could like the video, that'd be great as well. And until the next one, my friends, you all take care.